we present Hoagy Carmichael, the fellow who wrote Stardust. It's Saturday, and time again for a visit to Hoagy Carmichael's music room. There's a lot to be done in the workshop today as we find Hoagy seated at the mellow old upright, Buddy Cole at the grand piano, and Shirley, Hoagy's secretary, standing by.
I want to be a friend of yours and a little bit more. I want to be a pal of yours and a little bit more. I want to be your buddy, buddy, though the road be smooth or muddy. I want to be a friend of yours and a little bit more.
Say, that has a real lift to it.
Yeah, sure has. I kind of like that song of Kermit Gold. It ought to brighten up people, make them a little more friendly in a world that's getting sort of frantic. And here's another idea for good old Feb just coming up. Something most anybody can find, even in a snowbank if they look hard enough. A four-leaf clover. Here we go, buddy. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain. Third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining is somebody I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. Somebody I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Well, I guess that proves I was right.
No, you didn't even hear this song. Well, what are you right about?
Why, the picture Night Song.
Mm-hmm.
I said it was going to be a hit. Just look at these reviews, Mr. C. The San Francisco Chronicle says, Night Song needs no excuse for its excellent music and no excuse for its dramatics either.
Oh, good. Tell me, did the critics find any excuse for me?
Well, that's where the surprise comes in. The New York Daily Mirror mentions your natural acting.
Are you kidding, Shirley? While working with Merle Oberon, Ethel Barrymore, and Dana Andrews, I felt like a tourist.
Oh, stop. Here's something else all the critics mention. What a good job Harriet Parsons did producing Night Song.
Yeah, Shirley, she deserves a lot of credit. Someday she's going to be as famous as her mom. By the way, Shirley, we'd better write Luella Parsons and say thanks for the fun I had on her program last week.
All right.
And that gives me another idea. Buddy, let's do My Cousin Luella. All the boys are buzzing since I introduced my cousin Luella. Count them by the dozen as they swarm around my cousin Luella. The way they sigh when she walks by, you'd think that she was a movie queen. They never saw such charm before, not even on a movie screen. Like the bees, they're buzzing for some honey from my cousin Luella. And everyone's supposing he'll be chosen as the fortunate fella. But will they shout when they find out my cousin will be leaving soon? Luella only came to town to buy herself a pretty gown for her honeymoon. But will they shout when they find out my cousin will be leaving soon? Luella only came to town to buy herself a pretty gown
for her honeymoon. For her honeymoon. What's the matter, Shirley? Didn't you like that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't. Well, you just look like you're about ready to bust into a tantrum.
Well, I am. Everything happened to me today. I missed the bus on the way over. There's a runner in my stocking, and just now I got another paper cut.
Oh, that's too bad. Maybe it would do you good to rant and rave a little, huh? I was reading about a Mrs. Peggy Wright in a magazine that Mrs. C left in here. Let's see. Today's Woman, I think it was. You know what she does?
Mm-mm.
Well, when she feels kind of irksome, she just dials the time signal. You know how the operator comes on and says, when you hear the tone, the time will be 6 minutes after nothing, or something like that. Well, this Mrs. Wright talks back to that operator on that record something fierce. Of course, nobody hears her.
That's quite an idea. I guess I'll have to try it.
But watch out, you're not on the party line. And come to think of it, those time operators must get awfully tired of talking to nobody, so... Mr. Cole, let's do something fitting and proper. Say, like, my, how the time goes by. That'd be good. My, how the time goes by when we kiss goodnight and I hold you tight. Oh, me, oh, my, how the crickets sigh, for they know why I hate to go. We start out early, just a little after 7. Then it's 11:15. And when we've just begun, it's 10:01 that I need an alibi. 'Cause the clocks don't lie. My, how the time goes by. Just a little after 7. Soon it's 11:15. And when we've just begun, it's 10:01 that I need an alibi. 'Cause the clocks don't lie. My, how the time goes by.
Michael,
mm-hmm.
Did you say you were going out of town next week?
Oh, I might go down to Laguna Beach for a couple of days. Laguna Beach is where Leith Stevens composed the Night Song Concerto. Some job that Kansas City boy did, too. He kept working right around the clock for 3 whole weeks, with just little cat naps in between. Imagine it. And when he'd finished, he got himself a hotel room and slept for 3 straight days.
Just like a groundhog.
Oh, the groundhog, well, he's a little faker. Most of the time, he sleeps right through February the 2nd. But you take Mr. Stevens now. After all that sleep, he got up, looked at his 5 o'clock shadow, and went right back to bed for 2 more days. I tell you what, Shirley, let's both sit back and listen while Buddy Cole does a bit from the Night Song Concerto that Leith wrote. Hmm? Ready, Buddy? Buddy, that takes me right back. The first scene in the picture that I shot with Dana Andrews. This is nice. Why not do that, you know, the Night Song theme from the same concerto, buddy? Thank you.
when I've read anything as beautiful.
I feel the same way. You know, but that's only a few excerpts that Buddy played. You should hear the whole concerto. But say, did you see these snapshots I have here on the desk?
You mean those pictures of a farm?
Uh-huh.
I've been meaning to ask you, what are they for?
Well, that's a place I've been thinking of putting down a payment on, you know? Ever since I left Indiana, I've been thinking about getting a little place in the country out here.
Well, the pictures look nice, but I never knew you wanted to be a farmer.
Well, that's the way it is with most everybody that comes from a small town. They can't wait to get to the big city, and then they work like the dickens to make enough money to get back to the farm, and then their kids grow up, and it starts all over again. People are kind of funny that way. Now, what's on the agenda?
Dr. Lawyer, Indian Chief.
Oh, yes, a song Paul Webster and I did a couple of years ago. Dr. Lawyer, Indian Chief.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or Indian Chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean and a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm going to warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you. Follow tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back a little rain in the face. Cause you know, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. Couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm going to send a hot time unique to all the bucks down at Cripple Creek, that every dimple in your dimple cheek is mine, so to speak. Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back the little rain in the face. Cause you know, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. Doctor, lawyer, engine chief.
Gang, that just about winds it up for today. But Hoagie will be around again about this time next week in answer to your requests. So don't forget, if there's a song on your all-time hit parade that you'd especially like to hear, drop a line to Hoagie, care of Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA, and he'll get it over to you as fast as he can. See you again next week. Sergeant Russ Thompson speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.